Just over 3 hours later, Caleb leaned back in his chair and raised both hands, palms uppermost. "So that's the truth, Doctor," he said quietly. "I know it's a lot to take in, and I know it flies in the face of everything the Church has ever taught us, but it's true. I've asked Archbishop Michael, and he tells me he's more than willing to confirm everything I've told you. For that matter, the Brethren would be most happy to make the original documents available to you for your own examination at St. Genoa's."
"That won't be necessary, Your Majesty," Mocklin said slowly.
His eyes were huge, glowing with an intense, blazing curiosity as he gazed not at the king, but at Merlin.
"Oh, I'll certainly take His Eminence up on that offer. What historian could possibly not take it? But I don't need to see it to believe every word you've just told me, and not simply because I've never known you to tell a lie, either. I won't pretend that I ever even suspected what you've just told me, but it explains a great many other things I have wondered about over the course of my life."
"If you'll pardon my saying so, Dr. Mocklin, you're the sort of person who always wonders about something," Merlin observed with a twinkle.
"One tries, Sajin Merlin," Mocklin shook his head. "On the other hand, looking at you and the knowledge and capabilities your very existence represents, it's obvious I'm not going to finish wondering about all the things I ought to be wondering about before I run out of time."
"Are you going to be comfortable about this, now that you know, Doctor?" Caleb asked quietly.
"A scholar isn't supposed to be too comfortable, Your Majesty."
"That wasn't precisely what I meant," Caleb said dryly.
"I know that, Your Majesty."
Mocklin looked back at the king with a contrite expression.
"At the same time, though, my answer wasn't completely flippant. Sajin Merlin and all the history you've just summarized for me is the sort of thing scholars live for, or that we're supposed to live for, at any rate. I'm sure I'm going to discover aspects of that history which will be disturbing, and attempting to assimilate all of this in the face of what the Church has always taught is bound to cause the odd moment of anxiety. Compared to the fascination quotient, though..."
He shrugged, and Caleb's shoulders seemed to relax ever so slightly, as if some previously imperceptible tension had just flowed out of him.